building the road to a better economy. From the KUT Public Media Studios in Austin, this is Agenda Texas, your inside guide on everything under the dome and how it hits home. I'm Ben Philpott. The 83rd Texas Legislature has already called for spending to improve the state's water infrastructure. Now Governor Rick Perry is saying the economy depends on another major investment.
We'll have to deal with our transportation needs if we want to keep our winning streak going. I mean, that is just the facts.
So how will the ledge react? I tracked down the chair of the Senate's Transportation Committee, State Senator Robert Nichols.
Why don't we start, I guess, with the big question for the session. Does TxDOT have the resources it needs to build and maintain our state's roads?
Not on a permanent basis at all. We have a fundamental problem, and that is the revenues that TxDOT has long term do not allow enough money to maintain and preserve the system while adding the additional new capacity that we need.
Your transportation counterpart in the House says that the state has between $3 and $7 billion in transportation needs, money, as you've already kind of said, that TxDOT doesn't have. So how do we pay for those things?
What I had proposed was to, and I've already filed it, a constitutional amendment to take the current sales tax that you pay on your vehicles and dedicate them to the roads that they're dependent upon. The current amount that brings in is a little over $3 billion a year. By phasing it in over a period of years, in a 10-year period, it's $13 billion.
House Speaker Joe Strauss the other day said that he places water ahead of transportation in terms of his priorities for this session. But can roads wait until next session?
Roads have been waiting for a number of years now. He is absolutely right. Water is extremely critical. We have got to resolve that. So we've got several issues the legislature fundamentally needs to tackle this year, and not just kick the can 2 years down the road, but fundamentally fix those. And I think we can do the water as well as the roads.
Jacksonville Republican Senator Robert Nichols chairs the Senate Transportation Committee. How would you pay for roads? Drop us a line at agendatexas@kut.org. On average, 6,000 bills are filed during a legislative session. So how do you wade through all that mess to follow the topics you're interested in? The state legislature's website is actually pretty useful. Here to help me demonstrate how it works is Mose Bouchel, reporter with KUT's State Impact Texas. Hi, Mose.
Hi, Ben.
So let's take everyone through this. First, we're going to go to capital.state.tx.us. That's the Texas legislature's website. Then from the middle column, I'm going to click Bill Search. On that page, you can select different subjects to filter your search.
State Impact focuses on energy and the environment. So let's pick drought, water conservation, and water development to focus on bills related to Texas' future water needs.
And then we click Search, and hey, we get 14 bills that focus on one of those topics.
Including the Big House Omnibus Bill that wants to spend $2 billion of the state's rainy day fund on water infrastructure. So let's mark that bill to track during the session.
That's easy enough. Just click on the bill, and it takes us to the bill's overview page. And in the top right corner, you have two choices, add to bill list and add to alert list.
Let's do the alert list.
Okay, now we have a pop-up box asking which action we want to be alerted to. We're going to select all. That means no matter what happens, the bill gets a committee hearing or is up for a vote, we're going to get an email alert of that action.
That will let me know what days I'll need to be watching the bill.
That's Mose Bouchel, and I'm Ben Philpott. I'll be back next week. We'll